It's 11 o'clock. Gordon Brown's announcing five key election pledges this morning. With just over a week to go until the PM's expected to call the election, he claims the country is facing the biggest choice for a generation. The pledges include securing the country's economic recovery and raising family living standards. The opposition parties have dismissed them as meaningless. The Energy and Climate Change Secretary Ed Miliband disagrees.
It's focusing, I think, on the real issues that matter to people, on how we secure the economic recovery, which is very important, and build the economy of the future, how we can protect frontline services, frontline investment. And we've made some very, very clear promises in relation to health and education and policing.
Striking BA staff are mounting picket lines outside airports this morning for a second wave of industrial action. The airport hopes to fly more than 75% of customers booked to travel during the four-day strike. BA Chief Executive Willie Walsh is standing firm on the airline's decision to withdraw travel perks from striking cabin crew. Members of Unite we've spoken to are angry.
Mr. Walsh is in for a very long fight here. Today marks the British summertime. I think it's going to be the summer of discontent.
Willie Walsh is a bit short-sighted there. 30 to 40% of our cabin crew actually need those concessions to get to work. So although they're going to strike for 3 days, they might have changed their mind, but then they can't come to work. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
Surrey West MP Jeremy Hunt says he's worried about proposals to build an incinerator in Runfold. The Conservative Shadow Culture Secretary fears the composting site could be situated too close to the local school. Up to 120,000 tonnes of waste will be deposited at the facility each year if the proposals are given the green light. Mr Hunt's been telling Eagle Radio that local people have real fears.
Local residents and me are very, very concerned about it for a number of reasons. First of all, there's a school right next door, and there are going to be some high chimneys, but there's a lot of bioaerosols going into the air, and we're not sure if this has ever been done so close to a school.
A man from Godalming is setting himself a mighty cycling challenge this summer. Matt Dibb's planning to make it on his bike from John O'Groats to Land's End in just 10 days. It's all in aid of children's hospice charity Chase. Matt's been telling Eagle Radio that people have already been offering their support.
We decided that we would do it unsupported, just travelling light. We've contacted a whole bunch of bed and breakfast and hotels who have been more than generous. Some have even offered us accommodation with meals for free en route.
And if you'd like to help the cause, go to mattandpauldojoggle.weebly.com. If you bought a EuroMillions ticket for last night's draw, make sure you check it. Someone in Britain has won almost £40 million. The mystery winner will claim the third biggest prize ever given to a UK ticket holder. And it's all about hiking in Surrey tomorrow. The Princess Alice Trust is organising a charity hike through the Box Hill countryside. All money raised will give end-of-life care to adult patients across the UK. There's more information on our website at www.96eagle.co.uk.
Eagle weather with amazonwindows.co.uk. For windows, doors and conservatories, visibly better.
Well, a dry day with some sunshine at times, staying rather cloudy this evening and tonight with further showers for most parts. Top temperatures around 12 degrees this afternoon. For more details on the weather, go to 964eagle.co.uk. Eagle Radio News, I'm Des Bosteed.